This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
The dairy industry continues to work on raising healthy cows. One company that's helping with new natural products is DBC Egg Products, and they're based out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. David Mathis from the company joins us today. David, how you doing?
I'm doing very well today. Thank you, Bill.
DBC Egg Products. For those that are unfamiliar, what's your company all about?
So we are a small company in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and we pride ourselves in working with all natural ingredients, finding novel and innovative ingredients that you put together in interesting ways that actually can target and solve the problems that dairy producers or livestock producers or anything agricultural challenging have out there today.
The word natural piqued an interest there.
It does. And, you know, with everything that's going on in the industry and people are looking for alternatives that can help solve problems that if they want to avoid antibiotics or in organic production, things like that, you know, it is a trend that's increasing. And it's interesting what you can actually accomplish in a lot of cases when you find multiple different ingredients to go after a problem.
Is that the reason you came up with these products? Is because of the trend, or where did these products come from?
Well, it's an interesting history of the company. So you can even go back to the early 1900s. The Daniel Baum Company has been involved in the fermented sausage business. So sweet bologna is a fermented sausage product that doesn't get over 100 degrees in temperature. Well, how do you make a shelf-stable product that's safe to eat? And actually identified a fermentation process that was occurring, isolated out what was involved in that process, and then created that product or streamlined the process that was natural. So in one aspect, you say if someone can make a shelf-stable product that's safe to eat without cooking it to the temperatures everybody says, then Dan kind of said, well, how can we impact what's going on inside an animal? So that's what started the thinking process, and we originally started in the poultry industry, and we work with millions of commercial laying hens, pullets, and chicks in the Northeast, helping them with their health programs, and evolved into the dairy, beef, and now sheep, goats, and recently acquired an equine and pet line.
So let's talk about digestive health.
Well, so you've got a lot of activities, things that's going on. You've got the natural organisms that are in the digestive tract. You've got pathogens that they can pick up that can cause distress, digestive challenges. And then a key part of it is over 70% of the immune system resides in or around the digestive tract. So if you have a challenge that causes that digestive tract to not be as efficient, as healthy as it can be, you have the potential for impacting the immune system, the ability of that animal to be able to fight off an exposure to a disease they may receive.
So really, management, you know, that's top of mind when you're talking about that, because it's just awareness on that, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, because you figure everything that's going through in that digestive system is designed to fuel what that calf or that lamb or kid or animal needs to grow and prosper.
The timing of this, how do you know when to use these?
Well, there's a couple of approaches. So we have products that are individually dosed as well. In that case, what's the calf or the lamb or the kid showing you? Are they showing digestive distress? And one of the easiest ways with our last stand with M-Wave that we see is that producers are telling us that they watch the attitude of the calves. And you've got a heifer that's in there in the hutch or in the pen. The first indication could be something as simple as the ears start drooping or they start backing off of milk. Well, that tells you something's happening. Something's going on in that system. And that's where we see a lot of producers now reach for our product, get that on board as quickly as possible, and they see a response that happens pretty quick-like. The other side of it is, if there's a severe illness or a major problem digestively and symptoms show up as scours or fever, things like that, that's another way to know that something's going on in that digestive tract that needs to be addressed.
When we're talking about your products and immunity, there's a lot out there. You're competitive. What separates you from the rest?
Well, one of the things that separate us is, one, how we develop products. We don't just mix something up and take a chance, cross our fingers, and market it. So we already have an idea based on how the products were developed. But Dan Baum, our president, also spends a lot of time identifying ingredients and the characteristics that they can bring into the system. So there are compounds and organisms and things like that that can help support the immune system. So we try to incorporate those in there, as well as target how to make the digestive tract in the best, most healthy position it could be in at the same time. And with that 70% of the immune system around the digestive tract, so when you keep that, once again, in place, you're helping to support an immune system that can handle challenges better.
David, thanks for visiting with us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you very much, too.
More details at dbcagproducts.com, and stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.